Are you staring a hole through your phone, praying that it rains? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just want to hear your voice. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I want to say, but I'm still one number away. Are you stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lip? Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station or replacing our favorite song? Or maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to outrun the storm. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I want to say, but I'm still one number away.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wallandee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is shut down. Democrats holding out for more health care funding. Republicans insisting that should not be a part of the current budget fight. ABC's Johnny Fernandez with more.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans will now have to negotiate with Democrats. President Trump posting on his social media pictures of his meeting Monday with congressional leaders with a hat on his desk that reads Trump 2028. The president warning of program cuts, layoffs, and reduced benefits, but hasn't specified which programs would be affected.
Police have closed the Oktoberfest fairgrounds in Munich, Germany, following a bomb threat and explosion in the northern part of the city. At least one person believed to have been killed in that blast. President Trump telling the nation's generals they should use the nation's cities as training grounds for the military. Earlier, Secretary Hegseth outlined his vision for a new warrior ethos at the Pentagon. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest.
Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, reporting from World Dairy Expo with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, November milk up 26 to 1689, December up 15 to 1784, January down 5 to 1693, February down 1 at 17 even. Cheese markets at barrels up 4.5 to 169, 40-pound blocks up 5.5 to 172, 2 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 5 to 171, 21 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 115 and three quarters, 6 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 64 and three quarters, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets closed mostly higher on the day. Short covering on the day, helping to support the markets. Even though boxed beef prices were lower, strong demand for feeder cattle in the countryside supported markets, along with a drop in grain markets. Hog prices, meanwhile, moving mostly lower. Not enough support to continue to move prices past resistance levels, even though pork cutout values were slightly higher. October live cattle up 52 cents to 231.85. October feeder cattle up 4.82 to 361.02. October hogs down $1.30 to 99.85. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all lower after the quarterly grain stocks report was released, showing corn stocks 200 million bushels larger than expected. Soybean stocks were 6 million bushels below what was expected, but it wasn't a big surprise, and so that was considered bearish. Wheat production was coming in at 60 million bushels above trade expectations, that also pressuring the wheat market. December corn down 6 to 415 and a half. New crop 26 down 2 and a quarter to 448 and a half. November beans down 8 and 3 quarters to 1001 and 3 quarters. New crop 26 down 9 and a half to 1054. December wheat down 11 and a half to 508. Minneapolis wheat December down 6 and a half to 562. 2 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Tuesday to Elsevia Durand. Cash corn 356, October, November 356, December 361, new crop 26, 399. Cash and November beans 892, December 9 even, January 905, new crop 26, 944. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash and November corn 365 and a half, December 370 and a half, January 388. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 371. December 368, January 377. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 360, cash and new crop beans 916. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 365, new crop 26, 409, cash beans 907, new crop 26, 964. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn and November corn 369. Meanwhile, cash and November beans at 911. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn at 358, new crop 362, cash beans and new crop at 919. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 223 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 222, market cows 110 to 168. Bulls at 160 to 210, calves 230 to 1700, beef steers 275 to 645, Holstein steers 210 to 600, sheep markets, light lambs 235 and down, and market lambs 237 and down, ewes 90 and down, goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 175 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 222 to 237. Finished beef heifers 222 to 237. Finished dairy steers 210 to 220. Market cows 120 to 149. Market bulls 157 to 199. That is a check of markets reporting from World Dairy Expo. I'm Brian Winnikin. You're listening to WRDN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm getting out of this high-rise penthouse suite where we pretend life's rosy and sweet. I'm going back to folks that I used to know. One is what they seem to be. And these high-class friends that you like to hang around, when they look my way, they're always looking down. And I'm tired of you spending every dime I make to finance this way of life I've learned to hate. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine? But a better class of loser suits me fine. Said the grass is greener on the other side, but from where I stand I can't see grass at all. And the concrete and the steel have changed the way you feel, and it takes more than caviar to have a ball. I'm going back to a better class of loser. This uptown living really got me down. $3 wine, but a better class of loser suits me fine. a glass of losers just suits me fine.
When he leaves me, he wears a smile now. As soon as he's away from me, in your arms is where he wants to be. But you're the one he rushes home to. You're the one he his name to. I never see his face in the early morning light. You have his mornings, his daytimes, and sometimes I have his nights. But does he love you? Does he love you like he loves me? Like he loves me? That he believes in me. And when I'm in his arms, oh, he swears there's no one else. Is he deceiving me?
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't try to talk. Let's don't say we're
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. Expo going on all this week, and it looks like we're going to have some pretty nice weather. We have our newsmaker segment coming up next hour and that ag weather forecast as well. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen. Proven G3's three modes of action: feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There's been strong demand and value for U.S. pork. We'll talk about it coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Many global customers are recognizing the value U.S. pork brings to their customers. Andy Tower, Vice President of International Market Development with the National Pork Board, explains that strong demand overseas continues to be a bright spot for hog producers, helping to add value to U.S. pork and pork products.
$4.79 billion through July in U.S. pork exports to our global markets, and really see a really strong demand pull from our partners in Central America and Northern South America. So think in Mexico, Colombia, and really all those Central American customers continue to come into the marketplace and show really strong demand for U.S. pork.
Stability in export demand is providing reassurance for producers. For now, consistent support from international markets is underscoring the strong reputation of U.S. pork.
We're still seeing really, really strong demand for U.S. pork year over year. We are slightly below where we were in 24, but we've got to remember 24 was a record year for U.S. pork exports. And so really strong demand. And I think that's the surprise, is just the value that those global customers continue to see in U.S. pork.
U.S. Meat Export Federation, or USMEF, executes marketing programs on behalf of pork producers and positions U.S. pork as a safe, high-quality, and consistent product. Additionally, it leverages checkoff dollars with USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service contributions. The Market Access Program matches checkoff dollars invested. Tower says that means strategic partnerships create a strong return on investment for U.S. pork producers.
As we continue to grow the international marketplace, I mean, last year, you know, we were close to 30% of the overall pork was exported. And so as we think about overall demand, as strong and as important as the domestic market is, that international marketplace for those cuts and those items that our traditional Americans don't eat and don't enjoy. And so this really brings that value add back to our producers. Not only our pork producers, but also our grain farmers that feed and develop the feed for our livestock.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekens.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we had other clothes, and we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening,
stop by after work. I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt, and as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, "This is the last thing I expected." Then she took me by the hand and said, "I'll only marry you on one condition." And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down. Played, we held each other close, and we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day, but I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since you left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. As everything underway here at Expo all this week, and we'll be having reports throughout the day and on future editions as well of the Morning Farm Report. Be listening for those from World Dairy Expo. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of quality workwear for more than 70 years. One major goal for agriculture in the coming years will be figuring out how to sell more American agricultural products to Americans. And that's especially true for export-based commodities like cotton and soy. Cotton growers are taking this issue head-on, and I'll have more when we come back. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. The National Cotton Council has launched a new campaign called Plant Not Plastic. Its goal is to highlight how much of the clothing Americans wear is made from synthetic fibers, think polyester, nylon, or spandex, and how those fibers contribute to microplastic pollution. The campaign is built around new consumer research showing that while many people say they're worried about microplastics, most don't realize clothing is one of the main sources. Only about a third of survey respondents considered themselves well-informed on the issue, and the biggest barriers were simply not knowing what to do or what choices they can make. Cotton growers are looking to change that. Leaders say the campaign will focus on raising awareness that every load of laundry containing synthetics sheds millions of plastic microfibers, which can end up in water, air, or even the human body. Recent studies have found microplastics in critical organs, including lungs and kidneys, and scientists estimate Americans inhale or ingest air or even the human body. Tens of thousands of microplastic particles every year. The council's pitch is straightforward. Cotton is a plant-based fiber. It doesn't shed plastic particles, and choosing cotton clothing is one simple way consumers can reduce their personal exposure. The Plant Not Plastic campaign is still in its early stages, but it will feature public education, events, and outreach with brands and retailers. Cotton growers hope it can help build demand for natural fibers in a clothing market increasingly dominated by synthetics. NCC leaders point out that U.S. cotton has always been a global commodity, but if more American consumers start asking for cotton in their clothes, it could give growers a boost at home as well as abroad. Economically, even a modest shift in consumer demand could make a difference. The U.S. textile market is massive, and cotton's share has declined over the past several decades as synthetics became cheaper. If the campaign can move a few percentage points of that market back towards cotton, analysts say it could translate into millions of additional bales of demand, supporting prices and giving producers new outlets beyond exports. I'll have more when we come back.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Duran to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Looking ahead, cotton growers see the Plant Not Plastic campaign as more than just a marketing push. It's part of a broader effort to connect what happens in America's fields with the everyday choices consumers make. Whether the message sticks will depend on how well it resonates beyond the farm gate, but if it does, the payoff could be significant. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm not talking about a locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding.
Sky, the moon in all its phases. I got down on my knees out in the pouring rain. But only you could save me. Your love amazes me. Don't you ever doubt this love of mine. You're the only one for me. You give me hope, you give me reason, you give me something to believe in.
Mondovi Buffaloes, from all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. As Expo continues here in Madison, the trade show began on Tuesday. Many events, though, began over the weekend. Lisa Benke, communications manager for World Dairy Expo, says that people from more than 100 countries typically attend World Dairy Expo every year, and attendees will see some new things at this year's show.
The new things at World Dairy Expo this year include a dairy showcase village. The dairy farmers of Wisconsin used to sell product here on grounds, and it's funny, you know, all of us in the dairy industry, we still love our dairy products, right? So you can get a grilled cheese while you're here and a shake. We've got a number of cheese and dairy artisans who are in the dairy showcase village, which is located just outside of the exhibition hall, and they will be selling product this year. World Dairy Expo's got an app, and that app can help you find anybody on this grounds, and it's 164 acres. The grounds has so many people to see, whether it's in the trade show or within the dairy cattle show. You can type in any company's name. You can type in any cattle exhibitor's prefix or a cow's name or even a state. And all of that can sort and come up on your World Dairy Expo app if you're trying to find someone in particular on the grounds. And I highly recommend it.
World Dairy Expo continues through Friday at the Alliant Energy Center. Wisconsin had 6 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending September 28th, according to USDA. A dry week for much of the state, coupled with above-average temperatures, resulted in good harvest conditions for apples, corn silage, and remaining vegetables. Cover crops were also planted into harvested silage fields. Manure application was continuing. Topsoil moisture was reported at 74% adequate, 2% surplus. 93% of corn had reached the dent stage. Corn for grain harvest was at 4% complete. Corn condition was rated at 81% good to excellent. Corn silage, 66% harvested. Soybeans coloring reached 94%. 70% of soybean fields had dropped leaves. Soybeans were 6% harvested. Soybean condition rated at 79% good to excellent. Potatoes were 72% harvested in Wisconsin. Winter wheat was 43% seeded, and winter wheat emerged reached 20%. Fourth cutting of alfalfa hay was at 90% complete. Pasture and range conditions were rated at 61% good to excellent. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue reacted positively to a recent announcement from USDA and the Department of Justice. He issued a statement applauding the news after the two agencies came together in a new initiative to scrutinize competitive conditions in the agriculture marketplace. American agriculture is at a breaking point, LaRue said. Rising input costs are hitting family farmers and ranchers hard, and corporate consolidation is a major cause. He also said that if just a handful of companies control the market for seed, fertilizer, and other farm supplies, they can raise their prices at will. This leaves farmers squeezed between skyrocketing costs and low prices for their products, which is unsustainable for farm families, rural communities, and consumers, LaRue said. The Farmers Union commends USDA and DOJ for hearing the group's call to action, confronting the challenges, and looks forward to easing the economic burden in farm country. Mexico's government instituted new regulations on livestock movement because of the new world screwworm infestation in the country. Restrictions have been put in place as tensions with the U.S. continue to heat up. Mexico's meat chamber, AMEG, said restricting the movement of livestock from the south to the northern part of the country threatens the economic viability of the sector that generates $192 billion in 2024. Reuters said a document dated September 19th from Mexico's aid ministry said the anti-parasite drug ivermectin must be given 72 hours in advance of the movement of cattle under the supervision of staff from the International Regional Organization for Animal and Plant Health. Recent measures jeopardized the supply chain of the meat production sector, said AMEG, without specifying which measures they were referring to in the statement. AMEG said the only proven method to eradicate the screwworm was the release of sterile flies. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. Where all the cowboy folk go to Boots Good Boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses.